been deeply scarred by my experiences, which
you and the way to make you feel one way to make you feel better if you
talk to little kids. I want to talk to that girl when my house is gone, Kev. All
right. Sure.
Would you like some candy?
I
keep it down here.
I ask her if she's done casting evil spells.
Lick it up. Lick it up.
What? Yeah. Are you done casting spells?
Yeah. 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 Well, I have a spell.
If you had a spell book, would you cast any?
If I needed to, sure.
Okay. I just want to tell you what happens to people.
And
just
fight the memes.
I drop my illusion.
Ah! Actually.
She died. Heart attack.
And justify the means.
Did you just kill a little girl?
Hey, no, the brimstone flames from his body.
You know, you have to make an example.
Well, that goes without saying. Alright.
If I think that I've made my point, I will then leave. And I'll cast my spell.
Sure. She seems to know
which one. That was so much better than letting her visit her father.
We have our own method.
You go.
I'd take her there. First off, she'd freak out. Secondly, it would take me a long time
ask
to get
her. Book, ask him where the book came from.
Take her less than an hour.
So. And tell him no more spell books for a little girl.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, when I came back, your father's cutting
a new spell book.
If you insinuate that she's done anything
including
at all,
including
the
exercising
spell
ritual.
Shut up.
No, I'm going to destroy that page.
Weasel?
What? It's becoming handy.
Good for you.
Girl.
Right, you know, you do something
wrong.
What's
that on the other side?
What made you the evil cat that you are?
That could be the wish spell on the other side.
I'm a good cat.
So, Kev,
what is the wish spell?
You know what my motivation is?
He was
taking Jeff.
I'll go and visit the little girl.
Kids do something bad. It's just smack them around
every couple of weeks. Because apparently he's missing a
phone. Wear them in their skin?
Anybody that beats the little girl would need justice also.
No, not if she did something wrong.
But she didn't do anything wrong.
She did.
Hello?
Hello?
What kind of nutball farm are you on?
She didn't do anything wrong.
She summoned demons!
She thinks that I'm her possessed brother.
Kidnapped.
Summoning
children.
Demons to kidnap
put
children.
Lost boys in hospital.
Well,
yes, she did something
the
wrong.
Huh?
Not the boy.
What?
The main plot?
What he did, she sent him to the hospital.
You
know,
you're not going to ruin the main plot? With the weeks around the side plot?
No, he was wrong vanities.
It was a
long
side.
He was a
main plot. I don't think the main reason there.
No, you're making that up, Dave.
That's what he said.
No.
It wasn't the main reason he was in the hospital because he was traumatized, not because of the injury.
Yeah, he was supposed to just crash up.
Peter. I would like to talk to you for a moment.
Sure.
Freeze.
This is what happened.
Do you look like
I needed to know that? Like I didn't know that?
I can do that too.
You know it. I know it.
In private.
Summon him. I'm summoning him. See what happens.
Whatever.
You've got the
page. I destroyed it.
No!
I just wanted to let you know, I find it very likely, based on my knowledge of the occult, that the little girl is telling the truth.
You're evil.
I give you this information because it may be important to you. I do not care what you do with it. That'll be all.
Well, then you should find that page and cast the spell and rid me of the spirit.
That's why I want to know where the book came from.
Well, the question is, where's the real little boy? Where's the brother?
Died with their mother, according to the newspaper.
Right.
In Neverland, I think.
Well, find the mother and the
I'm destroying it. Is it
well,
in Neverland?
I'm not a very good reader.
Go back to Neverland and check. Look for him.
All right, this
was
a gone a long time. You guys,
I'm seeking just.
I have a feeling it won't be gone for a long time, especially if you show up next week.
You might be gone a long time if you don't, however.
Right. So it all depends. Well, it all works out.
I go back to Neverland.
I don't think that will do you any good. I think it is entirely possible you are a spirit possessing this boy's body.
It's very possible.
If it makes you feel better, I'm not sure because there's not enough detail in my character, but I could actually just be a spirit too.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how old I am.
Yeah.
What DC hero powers would be to see spirits?
True sight.
True sight.
My cat's got true sight.
I want to try and start researching that. I want to buy it when I have enough points.
What
does the cat tell you?
If he's possessed or not, though.
Is there something that would allow that?
There's probably a spell to that.
Well, we have, if you have the true sight up, when you cut me in half, you probably see.
As soon as I have enough points, I won't spend it.
X-ray vision
out all my
and true sight.
How much sorcery? Only power.
Oh, a spell.
What are you trying to get? A new spell? Or?
I want a new spell that can tell me if he is really possessed or not.
So true sight doesn't. I want to know where the book came from.
I don't know. No. I just tell Kevin I want it. He buys
it.
Well, my cat got true sight.
Oh, well, have your cat look at it.
My cat, I have to love to be able to take a good close look at you.
Your cat can tell he's magical.
Okay.
But not that he's possessed. If he is.
I want to know where the
he says you're magical.
Why does your cat take a good look at everyone?
She does. I used to know things about other characters that they didn't know I knew.
I want to know where the book came from.
Like I knew the secret identity.
Well, eventually the dad said, you know, you got it.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just because your cat smells the socks under my bed.
Stuff like that.
when you go there, another here, you're bad.
The store's not there.
Yeah.
I think I waited.
It's a long explanation. Tell me
who was there.
It's an elderly.
Elderly.
Don't feed the grumbler after dark.
Back armor.
Do I recognize?
No, after midnight.
From his description?
What did you recognize from the suspicions?
Okay.
You've been around.
I might know.
But you don't. No, go ahead and make a roll.
Please sketch artist what you need.
It's unlikely because you don't usually do occult type stuff.
What are you doing? About half of her dad?
Trying to locate the bookstore.
Yeah. Occasionally, but not that many.
Yeah, it's true. I might know. I read the papers.
I can't read small type.
Yeah. I'm old. I need better glasses.
No.
Come on.
You don't know everybody in the universe.
Only like two guys in
your campaign, like
Maryland, half a dozen people.
What? Yeah, but they don't really tell you about that.
Maryland.
You're not part of the.
Yeah, but well, I just want to know. It's one of them. Not one of the main guys.
No, one of them.
Are you going to look for an evil cult?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out who stole the dad book.
You get to know more people if you're the mayor.
Well, why don't we just ask the dad when he comes back?
I did. I already talked to him.
Oh, and he said?
I went to the store. It's not there.
Oh, okay.
So you can try to find the proprietor.
Yeah, Ben, I was trying to see if I recognized the man who stole the book.
Why don't you ask him?
Mojo? Jojo.
It was a monkey, I'm pretty sure. That's
what he would have mentioned that if it was a monkey.
An
elderly person, isn't it?
All right, do you know? I tell you.
Do I know what?
This guy.
You know every occult.
So he gives me a description of a magician, okay?
And
I should roll a cultist and see if I recognize him?
Yeah.
Roll of 9, cult skills 12, so that's...
Wait, 30. You should just go ahead and say, nope, I don't know who it is.
Well, I want to know the answer first.
Yeah. I mean, there is a interdimensional shop that moves around that people occasionally go to.
That one?
That sounds like the guy.
I tell you.
Okay. Well, I'll just let you know that's where he got the book.
Oh, how interesting.
Maybe you want to visit this guy to see if there's any more.
What?
Well, there's more.
Yeah, I think that's where he sells.
Yeah. Collect them all.
Only have one book.
Same. You're so...
I think the book might be too expensive.
Yeah. Ham sandwich.
It doesn't cost anything, but I gotta go in the log ride with him. The park,
right?
Monkey log ride.
Log ride.
Try the end of the adventure to the beginning. Yeah, that's an excellent name for this adventure.
The Log Ride.
The Log Ride.
With the side plot adventure. We didn't do the main plot.
Did we?
Main plot would
have
been hard.
Did we involve elder things in the Cthulhu oil?
No.
Oh, okay.
Star Spawn?
No. Hero
Boys?
That's for later.
Let's see. Stormy. God.
Did you not see that bag of pistachios bigger than your head?
Beef jerky?
I don't like pistachios. Too much wood.
What? keeps you awake when you drive.
Oh, just braking him?
Yeah, braking him.
What did I have? Oh, I had a half beer, so that's something.
Yeah.
Was that beer?
Yeah, it was beer.
hard to tell. Low carb?
No.
Real beer?
Mexican beer.
Are you allowed to drink that? Oh, okay.
You know, Mexican
radio.
I don't know. how many hero points do you guys have?
Zero.
Two.
105.
Zero.
Did I or did I not? I have 105 more points than I thought.
I was Transamerica place when I was 7.
Yeah, no. I'm not surprised in the least.
I spent 2.
I had that opinion on 12.
I get 2 players. Yeah. I thought it was fine, but not...
I think it's really...
I'm sure
I rolled a 31. That first roll that mattered... Not at all.
Oh, it was so much
more. If I got sick on the ride,
the
actual playing of them is not very interesting at all. How does it work with everyone else?
Yeah, that wasn't before adding my score.
I can see
5
and 6.
Roll was 31.
Anybody else remember rolling really high?
Optimum.
I rolled
a 17.
Really high means that.
At least 28.
Eric's 28 was highest, I remember.
Just the roll.
Eric's 28, I guess.
I rolled 30
something.
31.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I wrote a 55, I think.
Yeah, that was for the critical task of not getting sick on the roller coaster.
Mine was equally impressive.
Even the point where you guys...
Trying to read at the 7th grade level?
Whee! Faster!
I'm so hungry.
It was actually hot out there when I walked over.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, I'm surprised you dropped
it. Not cold.
Whee! It is winter.
Yeah,
is it winter?
The weather we've been having.
Yeah,
March
it is still winter.
Right.
What?
March is not winter.
Yeah.
It is.
Until like March 21st or whatever. Then it's spring.
It's California.
Yeah, technically our seasons are wrong.
Never winter. California, how cold can it get?
The pizza place is clocked. Hello?
Well, it was actually, good. Yeah.
Yeah, once they gave it to us,
yeah.
Instead of a pizza. Or it came in a
box.
It came in a box.
It did come in a box. Very odd.
Wait, there was no pizza in there? Just the...
No, we did
no,
get
we got the pizza. Okay. It was a gift.
Just because Donald's a good customer?
Free ad, I think.
That's
what we said.
$2.
That's what we said when we got it.
Hey,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
probably so.
Yeah. You can get a clock like that for about $2 with your name on it.
How about the batteries?
No battery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the battery costs about as much as the clock.
Yeah. I'd guess $2, but that is still an expensive clock.
But what about the gold plate?
$2.
Yeah, you should just scrape the gold out of there. That's got to be 40, $50 right there.
They didn't think of that.
Does that mean it was like all greasy from the pizza because it was jammed in there against it?
No, different box.
Are we rolling wealth or whatever, Kev?
Just with the clock.
Yeah, roll up.
It was just a clock. And
we
pizza,
roll
a different box.
Just make a roll.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. Going up.
Who's getting rich?
Nifty will.
1-1.
Close.
At least it wasn't a 1-1.
Yeah.
If we roll low, we have to roll again, huh?
Yeah.
What's
at least 11.
Yeah.
10,
9, 5. How many times do I roll this?
You have to get 11.
Okay, that's a fine roll.
Does it matter if I roll really high?
Yeah.
The second time
you get more money.
Okay.
Well, only on their first roll. If your first roll is really high, you'll
roll again.
Well,
yeah.
I got 27.
30. Okay. Do Eric first.
Just
because it's sunny.
Wow.
He rolled 5 times below 11, and then he rolled 30.
Yeah.
21.
Nothing. Are you guys adding something to this roll?
No.
No, I rolled 16. Double 9.
Just,
and a 3.
I found it unlikely that 3 of us had rolled doubles, so I wondered if
well,
I was going to roll doubles.
He just rolled doubles on the 6th try.
Yeah, that doesn't count. But 3 of us is...
Well, he rolled under 11 5
nine.
Times, then he rolled a 30.
So what was your first roll?
6.
4.
10?
Was it? 10 was the first roll.
Then 5.
And then something low, something low, something low.
10, 9, 5, 6.
Ah.
Okay.
10 again.
Take it as bank and then invest it into the Lost Boys fund. The, what do we call it? Elbow?
Elbow. Shouldn't you create the Elbow fund first?
Rat, 23
Elbow fund?
In the sense of
I'll take your points.
Some
please.
More Elbow fund?
Elbow? Lost Boys.
Rat,
Hawaii.
Yeah!
20, so 26.
Eric. 13 plus 2 points.
I don't remember what he said now. Is it 30 or 33?
30 plus 30. 3. 30.
30
plus, you know, 3, whatever.
Minus. That was like 10 and 40.
Man. I got a monitor. Can I hire female researchers to calm those two guys down?
they don't need to be researchers.
Research assistants.
Yes, you can.
I'll do that next time.
The local strip club?
Exactly.
I'll write down so I don't forget. Hire female to calm two guys down.
Are they out of control?
Yes, they are. Out of control.
Alright, what should I go up with? Obviously, my strength should be higher. Alright, Kev, raise my strength.
Alright.
Obviously, your strength is higher.
Yeah, I couldn't touch that thing. It was like 12 points on my
strength.
Why not? Oh, that's right, because my frickin'. Well, if I rip a child out of a.
Damage is based on your sword.
I know, but to rip a child out of a night god's arms, you have to be strong. I guess
true.
I could try to cut off his arms.
Yeah, but you need to be about like twice as strong or three times.
Well, I don't need to have to. I'd rather not have to roll a 22 in order to have a shot.
Yeah. Anything helps.
No, open house should be over.
You're just afraid
like,
when they take me out, when you guys try to take me out of my body, I'm going to fight you. That's what you're afraid of. I should raise my strength at least 7.
Okay,
I'm out of here. All right, see you next week.
And I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Bye,
Dot.
See
you. So, like, the 7 at least?
Sure.
All right, you figure that out. 2, 7. I'm sure you'll make sure I pay the appropriate amount. Yeah, all right.
Well, 7 is 48, right? Right here.
Right.
24, so you need 24 points. All right.
Okay. I don't want to... How'd you know that?
God, oh my sheep.
So now, confusing game system. Let other people figure that out.
Did you rip that child out of the night god's arms?
I don't know.
Strength 16. I don't think anybody can rip the child out of the
I can roll a 22 report.
I think anyone can do it. I think stranger things happen.
Yeah.
I think you need a 20.
Right. Technically, you needed, what's your strength? 7? 5?
5.
So,
33.
33
is my new
rule. Well,
yeah.
Well, you should start from an advantage if you already have the thing.
You're not worried about damaging the child, in, right?
I should have cut his arms off.
He's part of the child.
If you only want part of a child.
So you're saying the child's internal bone and sinew structure is weaker than the night gaunt's strength?
Only you would look at it like that.
Shut up, possessing spirit. Evil possessing spirit. Stealing a child's life.
Kettle black.
You and your racist overtones.
Yeah.
if you were aiming for the wall and then bounce, that was great.
That's such a weird bicycle pump.
There's nothing to hit over there.
How's that weird?
My head.
Well, if wood
your head?
Yes.
No, this is it hits too hard.
I'm okay. Go for it.
Old fashioned.
Yeah, you're right. You're okay.
Another one.
Yeah. Alright, weasel. Take this, weasel.
Ooh. Oh!
It's a ferret. You must get the weasel.
He took out the weasel.
It's a ferret.
In Get Fuzzy, there's a ferret that lives next door, and Bucky calls him a
weasel. That was bad.
Have you noticed the size of Kevin's monitor there?
It's huge!
You got a DVD burner in there now.
So, did you get a new
computer? Can I get a monkey?
Yeah. Obviously, you're paying him way too much. Look at that. What'd you do with the old one, Kev?
Cool.
Let me set the server.
What happened to your server?
That one's this computer's bitch. What is this one? Is this one all fancy?
Of his server?
Yeah. No. Oh, no. Yeah, his server's fine.
What's this?
He replaced his laptop because of the hinge on his laptop.
Why'd you make it so big, the DVD library?
Now it's not all that portable, is it?
I remember some of their Pentiums and such were melting the computers.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Here, you throw it in.
Alright.
Ready?
Sure.
Oh!
Winged
with
it.
No,
he hit it.
I winged it.
For that.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
He winged the window.
Alright.
That's the way to go.
You gonna toss it or drop it?
I'm just keeping it, but let me make sure it won't go out the window. Good. Were you aiming for my hat?
Yeah.
No.
Oh!
That would have been
enough.
Yeah. We'll pass. Alright. See you then, folks.
Alright.
Okay. The open houses should be done, so we should be able to do it in my house next
time. Okay.
But you don't tell you to knock the walls now?
Yeah, if we don't get an offer, we're just not going to sell it. If we don't get an offer, we like. You
know, yeah. The market's getting really hot again, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what my stepmom says down in San Jose.
Mm.
Yeah, she sells houses now.
Nifty.
Well, I don't think so. As far as I can tell, she works about 80 hours a week. They haven't been able to come up for Christmas yet because she's always on call down there.
Bring me a Kentucky, your great trip in Rio.
Your what?
Copyright infringement?
Oh, no problem. Not there anymore.
Oh!
One day, he does filler strips sometimes when he's too busy to continue the storyline.
Yeah.
And there comes a picture of the ferret dressed up as Green Lantern.
Alright.
So are you guys moving on to DC Heroes next?
We'll
probably eat
DC Heroes.
And then maybe I'll start.
We should eat starting.
I
am pathetic. Pathetic. You suck, Luke. White left, white right, white left, white right.
You know, I think the trick is to look more than that thing.
I go over. I'm standing a lot closer.
Brain hit Wu, he's further away.
Oh well.
Kind of a bigger target, though.
Yeah, but with perspective, you're smaller.
You're smaller than a weasel.
Wow.
What a look.
A little too low.
Here, I want to shoot the weasel. Good shot.
The ferret. Wow. That's pretty good.
Hands up. You're beautiful for me.
You should have just said I was aiming for the hands. That was pretty impressive.
Most impressive.
Lucky weasel.
In the head.
Oh! Killed the weasel.
Ferret aiming for the head.
Put a cube on top of his head.
You're allowed to call it tube rat if you want.
Put this on top. For the William Tell thing.
The William Tell?
Here it goes. You had to do it, Chad.
Oh!
Hit the cube, though.
You did.
You killed it.
Here, put the monkey on the cube. Put the monkey on the cube.
Apparently works as it is.
I don't think it matters. If you hit any part of it, it's all going to come down.
Just aim at the...
But the object's to take off the monkey without hitting anything else.
That would be tricky.
Oh, the real trick is to take the cube.
It won't fall, though. You can hit the monkey, but it's all going to go.
Take the cube out. I hit the cube out.
They took the cube out. I'm not putting that back
together. Put a book on the monkey.
Shoot the cube off with that. That's the way to go. But put the cube in there. It's
two.
There you go. You got a cube there now.
Yeah, so the cube is going to stay.
I think the cube is.
You can do it.
I got it.
Wow.
Right height,
though.
Well, you got him. It was shockwaves from when it bounced off of the cabinet.
When you shocked the monkey?
Shockwave the monkey.
Yeah, I agree.
I know what the problem is.
Oh, that
was my glasses.
Dumb fuck.
That's the problem.
So, there was talk about food, right?
Yes.
Yes, I heard talk about food.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, God. Getting worse.
Yeah. Oh, wow, man.
We're still recording. Kevin must still be going.
You're still recording, Cap.
Yeah, you can leave it on. If I have to.
Very close. You should be able to do a barrel from that distance.
Yeah. I don't have my glasses on. Oh! I think that was the reflex action.
You should kick you in the stomach.
No, I hit the cue.
Sure you did. Just like that, huh?
Well, I have to demonstrate what scuba's done after you do.
Very good.
I hit the cube.
Sure, you can do it. We saw how it works.
Sure. Yeah, you hit the cube.
Just hit his stomach, it's easier. Hit Dave, sweet.
That's close.
On the ricochet?
No, just kidding.
Measure book. Oh, my.
Let's see if we can shoot both of them at the same time.
This ain't gonna work. Well,
no, it isn't. I can take it.
Yeah, it works.
No, it isn't bad. As bad as I expected.
Give me an arrow. Give me an arrow.
Too late.
You can totally take him out from here. Keep it safe.
I'm looking for a separate arrow.
No, not even close.
Well, sort of close.
It was sort of close in that you totally missed.
At least he's a weasel.
It was supposed to be pretty hard. So it just has to miss them, I think.
Yeah, I saw it on Cavity of War. He shot a grenade in the air.
Yeah, I understand.
What broke you back?
Yeah.
Oh!
Hey!
Oh,
it's Nordavid.
I hit her.
Weasel died. It's a girl?
Yes.
How do you know?
So,
a little mother of Dick named Kiki. By the way, you guys should ever use Steve again. Call him Kiki. You want that?
Steve?
I'm sure he will.
There's a guy named Kiki.
What's Steve do nowadays?
Kiki Vandaway.
I think he might be working for a movie company. Otherwise, he's just a speed freak.
So I was reading the good early years before I realized the
therapist was. Last couple of times I've seen him, he's been really wacky.
Kiki Vandaway?
Hold on, Steve, don't last a long time. I thought you were hungry.
I am.
Why aren't we leaving?
I'm waiting for you guys.
Where are we going? Yeah. With a missile in your hand.
I'm ready to go.
He doesn't have a missile in his hand.
None of them mount towards me.
Wrong angle.
Yeah.
Give me a bounce towards A.
That'll
yeah, good luck. Closing up.
You try to bounce towards you? Bounce around the tail, Kayla. That could be inconvenient.
See, that bounced too.
Yeah.
Damn, did it again? Same spot.
I don't think I've hit it once.
Well, I keep on hitting it. Hey, that was perfect height.
Yay!
I always get the perfect height. I never hit it.
Huh?
I always get the perfect height, but I never hit it.
Oh, yeah.
Because why do I... Why
start moving towards the door, Woo. Where are we going?
Hold on.
I recommend Giovanni. You guys probably don't want to go there. Lydia's Italian kitchen.
Hey, babe.
Congratulations, Drew. You had it.
Yes. Alright, so let's go. Are we coming back here? We are, right?
Yeah.
I'm going home. I'll see you guys next time.
Okay.
Okay. You need a ride?
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Alright.
Thank you, though.
Sure.
So,
we're going to Nirvana? Or... We
can go wherever. Hey, where do you want to go? Want you to the
camp? Yeah, I'm the camp. Be here for 6 months. Hey, you never know.
So officially the contract reads approximately 4 months.
They always negotiate. They all said they were negotiating, they were saying 4 to 6 months. But then Marty said 6 months a lot after I actually showed up.
A whole lot.
Every other word.
Well, I think they'd like you to turn into permanent.
Yes,
I know. I don't think you want to do that. So.
No. I have a house in Southern California and a wife that wants to
Wait a minute. I think it looks familiar. That's Marvel, isn't it? Yeah.
What do you stand for? Marvel.
Marvel. It stands for Shazam.
Shazam.
Shut up.
Alright, we're
going
to have to go.
Shazam.
Where are we going?
It's actually like seven gods, right?
Yep.
Okay.